Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. Brenda B, we have with us in the studio Dr. Erica Bradshaw, an internal medicine trained medical doctor who is also, I guess you would say, an integrative medical doctor as well.
You would absolutely say that.
Yes, and Dr. Bradshaw does have two locations, one in Brandon and one in Tarpon Springs. And for those of you interested, her website address, drericabradshaw.com.
And Erica is spelled with a K.
That's right. Dr. Bradshaw, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
So we were talking before the break a little bit about, you know, the terms and what you do in your office that's a little different from your conventional medical doctors. And, you know, I have to say that I really believe someone taking the step to see someone in a practice such as yours is a step up in medical care.
Yeah, it is definitely an upper echelon, and it takes a lot of thinking to decide to do that, and it's a financial investment in your health, in mm-hmm. your priceless health, to do that. So your average person that eats at McDonald's three times a day usually doesn't end up in my office. Maybe if they eat there once a week, at least the kind of person that thinks about, at least has an idea about what they're putting in their bodies.
And they have a certain level of awareness probably that, look, I want to figure out what's really going on in my body and make sure that I'm doing everything that I need to do to stay healthy, especially in my later years, because we know a lot of things don't show up until we start getting a little older.
Or when it's too late,
exactly. So a lot of people will be searching out someone such as yourself in order to help with all of that and avoid any serious condition.
Exactly.
So, and I know that there's a lot of things that you deal with specifically in your office. I mean, we mentioned just briefly the hormone replacement therapy. Now, I've seen you for that myself.
Yes, you are my patient.
I am.
So we can't really discuss you.
Okay.
Unless you wanted to, there's a HIPAA compliance issue.
Okay. Or a theoretical patient named Brenda B.
A theoretical patient. But, you know, I know that that's something that you do and that we have a lot of, more. It seems like more women are interested in something like that than men. But we have more women walking in our store that are more interested in the hormone replacement than men. But do you get men in your office that are interested in that
as well?
Yeah,
they're usually brought by their wives.
That's funny.
Seriously. Unless they're very, very sick. Men usually, you know, it's the last thing that they're thinking about. Because maybe it's their testosterone. If their testosterone is really low and they're really feeling sick, that's the driving factor. Uh-huh. If things below their belt don't work, that's what brings them in.
That's funny.
Sad realities, but
it is. Now, other than that, you know, you also deal with things like chronic fatigue and chronic constipation and migraine headaches. Mm-hmm. Now, that's something that affects a lot of people.
Yeah, migraine headaches could be as simple as a food allergy, for example. And those are tests that we do in the office. It's usually a simple blood draw. And it's very different from what a conventional doctor would order because they don't believe that you can find food sensitivities from the IgG antibodies in the blood. And so my theory is once it's in the bloodstream, it somehow a protein particle or a food particle from the intestines snuck into the bloodstream.
Right, and that's why sometimes they will actually test stool for food allergies, too, mm-hmm. because you're going to get a reaction within the intestinal system probably before you get a reaction in the blood.
I haven't seen those tests.
You haven't? Okay.
Not show me. I mean, I'm sure they're out there. I'm sure they're out there, and there are some tests, such as the stool tests, which there are some things in it which implicate that the patient could be having a food sensitivity.
Right.
So
like
that's
when there's a raise of the immune system within the intestinal tract, that secretory IgA.
Yeah.
So when there's an increase of that within the stool, that could be an indication that they're having food sensitivities.
Yeah, so
okay.
There's all kinds of integrative tests out there. Many companies, sky's the limit. It's not just your regular blood draw stations that offer the only tests in the world. Open your minds.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many options. There, for example, for the hormone test, there's urine collections that you could do for the hormones. There's saliva collections that you could do for the hormones. And then the last one that many doctors would consider is the blood test, only because the hormones just go in the blood momentarily and then go to their respective organs to occupy the receptors to make things happen in the body. So there are pros and cons to every test. Sometimes the saliva test might look elevated because the saliva was contaminated with the hormone.
Mm.
Or sometimes we can't explain that. And then sometimes the urine test to adjust the hormones is a little bit more delicate. And then the blood test, you can fill people up with the hormone thinking that they were low, and then they get super bad reactions because the blood didn't really reflect
the true reading.
Yeah, so it's a delicate thing. It's very delicate.
Now, you mentioned food allergy testing. Of course, that's something you do. Do you do different services like IV nutrient therapy?
Yes, we do. We do Myers cocktails, which is vitamin C and minerals and B vitamins.
Oh, I might want to come get one of those.
Yeah, come on in. usually we like to test the patient's nutritional status also. So we do hair testing and blood testing to see if they're low in certain things. But
now that's really something that you don't get in a conventional office. I mean, very rarely will they want to do a nutritional profile.
Especially the hair, yeah.
Yeah, I would think that the only time you would get a vitamin IV would be if you went into the emergency room as an alcoholic in DTs.
Hmm.
Then they give you a banana bag.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, yeah. It is.
But I mean, just for a conventional doctor to say, well, let's go ahead and run a nutrient profile on you and see how you're doing with all of your vitamins and minerals and all of that. I mean, that's just not something that they typically do.
No.
But that's something that somebody could come in just for a nutritional profile with you.
Yeah.
To see, okay, I want to find out how I'm doing nutritionally.
Yeah.
So that's something that they could do with you.
Yeah, we do that.
And what other type of thing? Do you do chelation?
Yeah, we do chelation. We want to see if someone has heavy metals first. Unless they come in and they've had a heart attack and someone they know told them about chelation and in that case, we would make sure their kidney function was good. We would get blood testing on them. And there's a certain protocol that goes with it.
And is that, so you do chelation for heavy metals or you do chelation for cardiovascular?
Both.
Okay. Because I know there's a little bit of difference there, isn't there, between what you're using?
Yeah. And there was even a TAC trial recently, results of the TAC trial with diabetics who were getting chelation therapy. They fared better in the long run.
That's interesting. You do as well. We've got two more minutes before we have to wrap up here, but I know that you do as well preventive cardiology.
Yes, we do. We would do blood testing to see where a patient stood, if they had genetic factors which influenced risk factor for heart attacks, or we would look at the inflammation in the body with the C-reactive protein, for example, and their homocysteine levels.
And then would you probably be tending more to try supplements first?
Oh, definitely. The supplements help quite a bit.
Very good. Dr. Bradshaw, thank you so much. We appreciate you being in with us today.
Thank you both. I'm having a good time.
And tell us how someone can reach you again.
I'm in the Brandon office and Tarpon Springs. You can reach me at 813-810-1688, and my office managers will help you find the right facility to go to.
Wonderful. Thank you so much again.
Thank you. Yes. And also her website, drericabradshaw.com, drericabradshaw.com. And again, for those of you who'd like to contact us, we are at gulfcoastnutrition.com. Hop on to that website, take a look around, take our Google tour. Give us a call if you do have any questions
or
at all.
Or better yet, just come on by the store. We're
Absolutely.
At on the corner of Alderman Road and Alt 19, Gulf Coast Nutrition. We'd love to help you. We have many of the things that Dr. Bradshaw was talking about today in our store.
And don't forget our Radio 10 coupon code. Come on in, say Radio 10, and we will give you 10% off our already discounted prices.
Great deal.
That's right. So until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.